Welcome to NHASCD Spotlight. It's our podcast from the New Hampshire Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development. My name is Bill Carosa, the Executive Director. We encourage you to become a member of NHASCD. You'll get lots of benefits, including reduced rates at all of our conferences, while supporting our services to educators throughout the Granite State. Those services include advocating for our state educators, communication through monthly newsletters, social media, and of course, these podcasts. For more information and to become a member, head to nhascd.org/membership. Well, I've been looking forward to this podcast for a while, and you'll find out why in a little bit. Our guests today are Dr. Trish Lindberg and Pam Irish. We're here to chat about what I think is the most entertaining and really important school assembly program in New Hampshire. It's called Tiger, based out of Plymouth State University. Trish is a professor, but not for much longer, she tells me, in the Education, Leadership, Learning, and Curriculum Graduate Department. She's going to be a emeritus before long. Coordinates the MED and the Integrated Arts Program at PSU as well. She's the co-founder of the Educational Theater Collaborative, founder of the Kearsarge Arts Theater Program, and most importantly today, she's the co-founder and artistic director of Tiger Theater, integrating guidance, education, and responsibility. It's a professional theater company, as I can attest to 12 times, they tell me, that has performed for nearly 500,000 New England children. Pam Irish is Tiger's tour manager. She's a native of Rhode Island, studied at Johnson and Wales University with a degree in business, and I think really is the machine that keeps Tiger rolling year after year. I've probably emailed her, I don't know, couple dozen times through the years. This is her 16th season of being tour manager of Tiger. Listen to this data, and this might be old data, so you can update it for me if you want you to. Since 2002, 2,500 shows of Tiger. They've hosted 3,000 student workshops and visited over 500 different schools throughout New England with many different casts, I have to say. So anyway, thank you both for taking the time to be with me on the podcast. And I think I've known of you for, 20 years, but never talked to you. So thanks again.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's funny. I wrote down in my pre notes here that I've seen Tiger at least a dozen times. And I guess that it was a dozen, according to your records. And this year will be the 13th at Harold Martin School. Yeah, it was a regular part of our guidance curriculum, especially around the time your troupe was about to perform. You'd see scores of tigers, literally your little tigers, hanging around the school. What people may not know is after a performance, we actually get a foot long tiger or whatever. I know some dude in New York City makes it, right? For you guys.
We couldn't find our tigers this year. So we had to switch it up for this season. So this is the first season where we actually have the tiger is more like a stuffed, very real looking tiger cub. And he's quite adorable. But
nice.
We do have a new mascot that we leave at the schools this year.
I think it's time to change things. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, he's very cuddly.
Yeah. And I have to do a shout out to our counselor, Jackie Kleiner, who's been the person at our school. And I'm sure at most schools, it's the counselor that often brings you two in, you and the whole cast in, actually. I'd love to hear, because I really don't know everything about the genesis of Tiger. So if you guys could just talk about how it all started. Obviously, you know, Trish, it came probably out of your head at some point.
Well, I have to tell you, and I'm always happy to give accolades to the many people who helped make Tiger a reality. And I'm going to speak about someone that I bet a lot of your listeners knew of. You probably knew her as well, Bill, the late, great Dr. Denise Maslakowski. And she was the coordinator of the graduate programs at the time Tiger was developed. And it was an idea that I had. At the time, my daughter was in middle school. And, there was all kinds of things going on that were hurtful in at the time she was in school. And I just kept thinking, how can I use whatever it is that I have to help? How can I use theater to help these kids that are struggling? Because it wasn't just her. There were many, many kids that were at that time struggling with bullying and different unkind things that were happening. So I had a wonderful graduate student by the name of Kate. Her name was Kate Lynch at the time. It's now Kate Maslov. She teaches right up the up the road from us in New Hampshire. And she and I kind of put our heads together and started thinking, what could we do? What could we do? And then we invited Gary Goodnow, who was a school counselor coordinator for many years at Plymouth State, still teaches and is a beloved professor. And Gail Mears, who was also in mental health counseling at the time. And we sat down and just kind of brainstormed, and we were trying to think of what to call it. And I don't know where Tiger came in, but it just, you mentioned that I had once been the artistic director of Cat Company. So people tease me and they say, you like cats. Well, we had to have something. And I was trying to think of something that was an anachronism where we could teach five concepts throughout the show. So that's where the idea of Tiger came. And then we were like, well, what could it mean? And we came up with theater, integrating, guidance, education, and responsibility, which were five things that we really felt were important. And then every show's different. So every show has five different concepts that we teach throughout the show through songs and music and drama and skits and all kinds of dance. So we used lots of different modalities to try to get these concepts across to the children. And it might be something like kids learning how to say no. So I might stand for I say no. T might stand for tell an adult. But each show, depending on the theme, is different. And so we've been able to teach probably a, gosh, I don't know how many shows we've had, Pam, probably at least 20 over the years.
I was going to go back and count, but I didn't. I think, yeah, it's like 15 to 20 for sure, probably in that area, I would say.
Yeah, so almost 100 different concepts over the years that we've tried to teach children. And we get a lot of our ideas from the children themselves. In fact, the children's often the children's writing is that we receive, you know, kind of is the basis for the whole show we're doing. I've got to say about Denise, she happened to be walking down the hallway and we had just come up with this idea. And I knew I would need to get her support in order to put it forward because I'd need some seed money. And so I went out in the hall, she's walking down. I said, Denise, we have this great idea. We want to do this professional theater company that will help kids deal with bullying in schools. And she said, sounds great. As long as you can make it happen, I'll support you. And that was how she was. You know, she was always a glad, you know, a can-do kind of person. And if you had the energy to make it happen and she trusted you, she would give you the support you needed to move forward. And I will always be grateful to Denise, because if she had said no, that would have been the end. You know how I always like to talk when I'm talking to my students about how important, particularly for administrators, it is to, you know, have a positive attitude when someone comes with you to a yes and kind of attitude. When someone comes to you with an idea, because so many ideas, especially at the initial stages of an idea or a creative idea, they're so fragile. And if you know, if the administrator doesn't nurture that idea and give it room to grow, you don't know how many wonderful ideas get squashed. So I thank Denise so much for her belief in Tiger. And I really believe that's why it came to be ultimately. Yeah.
Denise is really a hero in our state educationally, and left us way too soon. Now, I don't think I knew she was involved with Tiger, so that just raises her level in my mind even more, I think. Yeah. So Pam, how did you join Tiger? What led you to really running the machine, so to speak?
Well, my girls were used to go to Trish's cat theater camp every summer, and that's how I first met Trish long time ago. When my girls were, let's see, 9, and probably Kate Brittany started when she was 8 or 9. And then my daughter, Caitlin, is 5 years between them. So she was 5 years older when she started. But so that's how I first met Trish. And one day she was, I don't even know, this was maybe quite a few years into getting to know her. And Our grad student used to be the person who would be the tour manager each year. So every year there'd be a different tour manager before I came on board. So there was some turnover in the position, and she was really looking for someone that could be there kind of on a steady part-time basis, so to speak. So she just asked me one day, actually, and that's how it came to be. Yeah. And that was 16 years ago, 2007. Yep.
That was probably the best decision I ever made.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because she has done a fantastic job, just, you know, being the voice behind the phone, because I can write the shows and direct the shows and work with the actors. But once they get on the road, you really need a strong tour manager to be there and be the backup, and to be in touch with the schools, make sure everything runs smoothly. And that Pam does a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Well, it's been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure. I really do believe in the program. I think it does such great good for the kids. And I'm just so grateful for all the schools that bring us in year after year and just have us as part of their programming and feel that, you know, they value our programming and bring us in every year. Those schools are amazing. We have several that bring us in every year or every other year. Some people do every other year, every 2 years. They all have a pattern. And then always we get new schools every year, which is exciting from our, you know, our email blasts and different ways we are able to get new schools who give us a try and then have us come back. So that's how it all starts. But word of mouth is the best way. And so we appreciate you talking to us today and helping us get the word out about Tiger and our programming.
When you're planning an assembly, if you're an administrator or a counselor, you have to make sure that people are going to like it, because you're putting your neck on the line a little bit, right? So you got 400 kids in a gym, and if things are really bad, you know, they are looking at you. Well, that was obviously never a problem with you guys. And what I wanted to talk about is the fact that, sure, the message is wonderful. There's history behind it. You're a local troupe. You give us Tigers when you're done. But the reality is the actors are really good. I mean, it really is a professional theater group. You know, I recognize that, and I think other people do too. How do you get the quality of actors and actresses that you do? I'll start with Pam, and then Trish, you chime in. How does it happen? And you've had many different casts through the years too.
We have had many different cast members. Some stay. We did have some, like you talked about, a couple of our actors that we had for many, many years. Chris Gonzalez, Richard Moses. They were both with us for probably, I think, 10, 11 years. Those were the longest employees that we had. We had several others. Colleen Eliason was with us for 5 or so years. Some amazing people through the years. But we have to put out, we have to advertise. We have to, we usually do, you know, different, Trish can, we have different sites that we use, Backstage and other sources, where we try to seek out these amazing people. And sometimes they come from all over the United States. We never know who's going to reach back out. But we've had some incredible, our cast this year is simply amazing. We have some people from the past that have come back, which are amazing. Michael Stoddard, who's also our assistant director, is in the troupe this year, and also was part of the co-creator with Trish with our new show for middle and high school called Triggered, which is a very moving performance, a one-man show that Trish can tell you more about, that we're offering to middle and high school this year. And so we're grateful to have him back. So he was in one of the original Tiger troops. I'm trying to think of which year it might have been, but it might have been around 2003, 2004. Trish, would you say?
Yeah, that's probably right. Maybe a little later than that, but
even later. I'm not sure, but somewhere in the early years. So happy to have him back, and so fun. And we just have this amazing cast, and they're out there, and they're having a wonderful time. We have someone from Pennsylvania. We have a local girl called Olivia Etchings, and she's been with us. This is our third season with Olivia, so we're very grateful. And Olivia is coming back again for next year, so we're so excited about that. Yep, we have Madison Wicker, and we have Thomas Andrews, Michael Stoddard, and Mariam Mazaror. So she's our fifth Tiger actor this year. So a wonderful cast. We're very, very happy to have them.
And when we choose them, Bill, you had asked about choosing these wonderful people that Pam spoke about. It's really an interesting kind of a journey, because we really cast our net out. We love to have New Hampshire actors. So if anybody listening knows of somebody who has their college degree in theater or music or dance or is interested in education. Sometimes we've had teachers, future teachers that are really interested in this kind of work, theater education. Please have them contact us at Plymouth State University. We'd love to talk with them. We're just about to start casting for next year. Fortunately, I think we're going to have a few of our current actors return, which we always love because they bring so much knowledge with them, having been touring the whole year. But we look for people who are really committed to children. I think that that would be the number one. I mean, if they're a great actor and they hate children, it's not a good fit. To me, they have to care about children, and they have to be flexible because we have to be on time. We have to be what the school needs us to be. If the school needs us to be a couple minutes later or earlier or whatever, and we need to set up a little faster or in a different place than we intended to, that's all good and it's fine because we want to serve the school first. So we have to have people that are flexible and willing to work hard. It always helps to have a positive attitude, I think, in anything we do, particularly in education. It's really important to Pam, both Pam and myself, that our actors walk through that door as professionals with a smile on their face and try really, really hard to meet the needs of the school and the children they're serving. I'm digressing a little bit, but Pam mentioned our new show Triggered, and I did want to make sure that your superintendents and your high school principals hear about this show. We haven't been this excited about a Tiger performance in a long time. As you know, from just being a resident of New Hampshire and New England, the opioid epidemic is horrible. And there's an awful lot of kids, young kids, as young as middle school kids, struggling with it. And we decided to develop this show called Triggered to try to really create more awareness and to try to create a show that all audiences from middle school up through adult could take something away from. It's the true story, a true story of a recovering alcoholic and addict. And it's told in the first person. And the actor plays over the actor and co-creator, Michael Stoddard, plays over 24 different characters in the space of about 50 minutes, showing all of the effects of addiction on all the people that surround the person who's struggling. And it is so awesome to watch these middle school kids and high school kids like be riveted. We just performed at Plymouth High School, and the principal was sitting in on the performance, and it was just for a small group of acting students. And he came over right after at the end, and he said, "What can I do? I want this to come back, and I want to fill this auditorium with my entire high school because everyone needs to see this." And that meant the world to me. I'd known this principal for a long time, Bruce Parsons. He's retiring this June, and I was so happy that he was so moved by it. And teachers coming up and saying, "Oh, this show is going to change lives." No, correction, this show is changing lives. And every performance we've done, the feedback has been, and again, that the only reason I'm sharing this isn't to say, "Oh, wow, we do this great show," but because we can see that it's working. We can see that it's helping kids with addiction. And that's really what Tiger's all about. We're not a business. Everything that we earn goes right back out to pay the actors, to pay the costs of maintaining this group. But we want to help kids. And we really feel that Triggered is really helping with this addiction crisis. And we're really willing to work with schools to try to get it to get into your school. We really want as many kids to see it as possible, along with, of course, our other shows, which one of them is Choose Love, which many, there's over 200, I guess, New Hampshire schools that have the Choose Love program, Scarlett Lewis's program. And this show is based on the tenets of the Choose Love program and children's writings. And that's for grades, you know, K through six. And then also we have our, you know, another performance that we can offer as well.
Team up together, which is exciting too.
And Pam, I would say that the response for both of those shows is pretty fairly even.
Oh, it's been amazing. I think Triggered is exciting because we haven't had a show we're excited about from middle school to high school in such a long time. So we're very, very happy to be able to offer that one as well. And our K through six performances are just, they're just so fun and entertaining. And the collaboration with Choose Love Movement to create the Choose Love performance was an amazing experience. And what a wonderful group. We're so thrilled to be associated with that group as well.
During COVID, you launched Turbo Tiger. Is that still happening, guys?
Yeah, it's still, Pam still sells it when people want it. We discounted it way, way, way down, and people can buy it as a package. And, you know, we're pretty proud of it considering it was COVID, you know, and we had some wonderful graduate students that worked on that. It was the best we could do. We couldn't go out live, so we didn't want to just disappear. We wanted to try to give something. And so if schools are interested in it as a supplement to Tiger, we'll give you a really good deal on it.
To explain how it was created a little bit, Trish, with our videos and all the work that went into it, the curriculum that's offered with it. It's really a neat, there's so much involved in it. And we just wanted to stay relevant while COVID was happening. We wanted to be able to offer the schools something while we couldn't tour live. It was a tough year to not be able to tour live. So, you know, we all had to pivot. And this was an amazing, amazing idea that Trish had with many help, with a lot of help from a lot of people. It always takes a village, as Trish always says. And we had school children help us tape the videos at, you know, outside in the summertime. I mean, we really had such fun doing this.
We really did, Pam. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It
has
fun.
Original stories. It has original songs. It has tracks for songs.
Yeah, it really is quite a thing.
Songs. It has some, Fran Page did some wonderful videos that you could interact with.
Yeah, the kids can, they can interact, which is really a neat thing. Yeah. So it was, I'm so glad that we could offer, stay relevant during that time that we were all kind of hunkered down. So it was a good thing.
Now, this was your work with New Hampshire Public Television, and you even won an Emmy, right?
Well, that's
no,
different.
Not Turbo Tiger. That was Tiger Takes on Bullying, and it was a television pilot that we did back in 2000. It was filmed in 2012, and we won the regional Emmy in 2013 that following year. So
that was
a whole different thing that we dabbled in TV, which was an amazing experience with WMUR. New Hampshire Public Television. I apologize.
No problem.
And
we had
such a great time. What an experience. What a totally
that
new
was
experience.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That I would love, I was doing it and I was like, oh, I absolutely love everything I've done in my life, but I love this. I wish I could have done this, you know, because I discovered TV very late, but I loved the whole process of it. And again, Pam was so helpful with a lot of the details, and we had a wonderful collaboration with New Hampshire Public Television.
They were absolutely great
to us. So
yeah.
we're very grateful for that experience. People can,
you can still view it. Yeah. You know, obviously in order to create the next step, it's, you know, quite an endeavor. So, and it never got further than our pilot, but we're very proud of that pilot.
Yeah. I went on and watched it myself and saw some of my old Tiger friends. It was great.
I love it. love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
Jack Friss is on there, your favorite.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Oh, he's just a funny, funny man. Yeah. All of them are good singers too. You know, they just really have fine voices.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, music has always been really important to me. I love music and I love dance and I love theater and I love visual arts. I just love all of it. And theater is such a great, putting it all together. You know, it's just such a wonderful opportunity to be able to use all of those modalities to create something that can engage kids, you know?
Right. Well, given all that you've done, and we've covered a lot of territory, what does the future hold? Trish, Pam, are you going to continue on the same train? Do you see something new on the horizon? What do you think?
I am currently thinking that I'm just going to be doing a little writing for Tiger going forward and maybe a little directing, but that I'm going to pass the torch in terms of the overall management of Tiger. Pam and I are kind of coming to the end of our time, but looking forward to Tiger continuing into the future with the support of Plymouth State University and some good folks. We're hoping Michael Stoddard will take the reins moving forward of Tiger. He's incredibly talented and gifted. But that Pam and I will always be in the background, willing to lend support and anything that we can do to keep Tiger roaring for a long time to come.
Absolutely. Keep us roaring is right. That's I hope this program lives on for many, many, many years to come.
So Pam, if a school wants to book you guys, what's the best way to do it?
You can email me directly at pmirish@plymouth.edu at any time. And you can call our Tiger office at 603-535-2647. And feel free to contact me anytime. And I'm happy to get your Tiger Day booked.
Thank you so much. And I just urge any school that hasn't had Tiger ever to call Pam or email Pam. If money is the issue, we'll figure it out. We do have some scholarships available. We have ways to get to your school. We hate to have any school not have us for funding purposes. Obviously, we have to pay the cost of the actors and whatever and try to make it work for both of us, but we will do everything that we can to be able to come to your school, particularly if it's a school that's never had us because they just don't think they can afford us. That bothers me. I don't want anyone to be excluded because of money.
Absolutely. And we always have specials going on and promotions. We do that throughout the year to be helpful as we can. And like Trish said, there's always possible Tiger Angel scholarships available or other scholarships, you know. So please, yes, reach out and talk to us and we'll hopefully get to your school too.
Yeah, that would be great. And we would love to just bring the magic of Tiger to share with your children and your young adults now with Triggered. So I hope we get to visit you soon.
And if someone wants a relatively impartial view, they can contact me as well anytime. Really, the two of you and Tiger truly is a New Hampshire treasure, and everybody should know about it. And your prices are reasonable, and the effect that it has had on our school in the past and other schools, it's not just a one and done. I think you can really use Tiger throughout the year in terms of an SEL, social emotional learning curriculum or guidance curriculum. So thank you so much. All the time you put in is worth it.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for always believing in Tiger and booking us those 12 years while you were at the helm. So we appreciate that so, so much.
You got it.
Beyond words, really.
All the many principals and administrators out there that believe in what we're trying to do and have supported us, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts, because you are a part of the magic. You are the ones that are making this happen for these children. So thank you so much.
And all the guidance counselors and the PTOs and PTAs and, you know, music teachers and, you know, everyone who has participated. Yes, so many
people that believe and then bring us in. Thank you for giving us this time to share, Bill. That's been so, so wonderful. And thank you so much for, again, the belief that you have in the power of the arts, because there is a power there that we need to harness and bring into every school. So thank you so much.
People like you are in our 21st season and we're going strong. So without principals like you, and we wouldn't be here. So we appreciate that so much.
Well, it's my honor, and I'm sure the honor of scores of school leaders all over the state. So thank you so much. Trish Lindberg and Pam Irish, appreciate your time today. And I hope we can talk again soon. And I'm sad, but also happy that you're going to be transitioning to a new people at the helm.
We'll be sure that the right people are in place to have these wonderful programs live on. We're very excited about Tiger living on beyond Trish and myself. So absolutely.
Well, our mission at NHASCD is to serve as a catalyst for conversation and action to inspire excellence in teaching, learning, and leading. You can find links to what we talked about, all about Tiger, on today's show in the show notes on our Spotify podcast page or in your podcast player for sure, too. You can find us on Twitter, X, Facebook, and Instagram at NHASCD. You can contact me anytime about Tiger or whatever at bill@nhasd.org. I'm Bill Carozza, Executive Director. We'll see you next time for NHASCD Spotlight. Take care, everybody.